Next is the patient visit segment, PV1. There is also an additional segment to extend data about the encounter called PV2. The data field following the segment identifier is known as a sequence number and permits the contents of this segment to be sent as multiple lines, but no carriage return. These lines are numbered in sequence 1, 2, 3, etc. Next is a coded patient class followed by patient location, ward and room, followed by mission type, null, admission number, null. Position 6 is prior patient location, and data field 7 is the attending doctor field, broken down into components, provider code, last name, first name, and middle initial. The next field is referring MD, null, followed by the service of the attending. The segment is terminated with the carriage return. Again, many additional fields as well as a second segment provide the opportunity to include a large amount of data about the visit. By now, you should begin to understand the V2 messaging standard, how easy it is to use by just filling in the blanks. On the receiving end, you pick up the pieces you want and put them into your own database.